You're listening to eDirs.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, bifazlillah, when the month of Ramadan comes, alhamdulillah, you will find the people of Iman making great preparation for Salatul Taraweeh. What is Salatul Taraweeh and how is it an integral part of the month of Ramadan? The word Taraweeh, linguistically, the singular word is tarwihatun, tarwihatun. And tarwihatun means the break that the worshippers take after four rakats of Taraweeh, the slight respite that is taken. Nowadays we don't do that because of the timings in this country. And so elsewhere, in many parts of the world, there is a break that is taken after every tarwiha. So after every four rakats, there is a break, tarwiha, that is taken. And because generally, in the 20 rakats, there are many intervals that are taken, and so the plural form has been used to describe this particular worship as Salatul Taraweeh. This Salah became Sunnah in Madinatul Munawwarah. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would encourage his followers to read Taraweeh. And during his life, Taraweeh was generally read individually. There is this one hadith which is recorded in the famous book of hadith, Sunan al-Nasa'i, in which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting farz upon my ummah. Allah has made fasting farz upon my ummah, and I have made Salatul Taraweeh as my sunnah. I have made Salatul Taraweeh as my sunnah. Now, tarwihatun taraweeh is also an Arabic word, but in the hadith, the word qiyamul layl has been used in this riwayat, which is in Sunan al-Nasa'i. And so, it's very important for us to understand that alhamdulillah, this again is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very important question is, would Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform Salatul Taraweeh with Jama'at in a congregation? And so the answer to this question is yes. There is riwayat that at least in his lifetime, for three nights, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led his companions towards this special prayer, Qiyamul Layl, as in Salatul Taraweeh. So that reference is there in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the first night, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the congregation for nearly one third of the night. That was for the first night. And then for the second night, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the people in Taraweeh for half the night. And then on the third night was for the whole night. The third night Taraweeh was for the whole night. And then after that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, it is better that you read Salatul Taraweeh individually. And the reason for that is very simple. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want this salah to be farz upon his ummah. So that is why very clearly Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, you read it regularly, and he would encourage the people to read Salatul Taraweeh. And so remember the reason why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not lead the people to Taraweeh in a congregational manner, is because there is a distinction between your farz namaz that you read five times a day, which is farz, and this is not farz. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do this. Now, a very important question also is it 8 rak'ats or is it 20 rak'ats? In a very simple way, I wish to explain that. Is it 8 rak'ats or is it 20 rak'ats? The people who say it is 8 rak'ats, their dalil is a hadith which is recorded in Tabarani and also Musnad Abu Ya'la, in which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sahabi, says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the companions in Qiyamul Layl for 8 rakats followed by the 3 rakats of Witr Salah. And so this is their dalil. Now, the muhaddiseen and the ulama, when they look into the ahadith, they say that the hadith in which it is mentioned 20 rak'ats, that is more authentic. That is more authentic. Reason being is that in this narration, in the chain of narrators, there is a man whose name is Isa ibn Jariya. Isa ibn Jariya. And it is only this one narration, one source, that speaks of the 8 rakats. And Isa ibn Jariya has been deemed as completely za'if by the master of Asma'ur Rijal, whose name is Yahya ibn Mu'in. Yahya ibn Mu'in is the master in Jarhu Ta'dil when it comes to every narrator and looking into their life, how this person is, what he did, look at the level of taqwa. Yahya ibn Mu'in says that Isa ibn Jariya is za'if. So much so that Imam Nasa'i rahmatullah alayh has classified him in the works of hadith as matruk. And matruk means abandoned, someone who is cut off. And therefore they say that this hadith is za'if as compared to the hadith in which 20 rak'ats has been mentioned. And the hadith which speaks of 20 rak'ats taraweeh is mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Hakim and also the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba. Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba. And Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator, in which he says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the congregation to 20 rakats and then 3 rakats witr. And so this narration is more authentic than the one that speaks of 8 rakats. Now the issue is that generally what happens is that when we speak to people, a lot of the people like to quote a hadith which is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. And they say that in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, it is mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read 8 rak'ats. And the only hadith, a lot of the people that who defend this 8 rak'at decision, they looked into the narration in which Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was questioned. A Sahabi came to her and asked her that Ummul Mu'mineen, tell us, describe to us the level of worship in the month of Ramadan for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the wife, remember. And generally her description is the nawafil and all the extra namaz that he would also pray at home. So in Bukhari, the words are, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, La yazidu fi Ramadan wala fi ghayri Ramadan ala ihda ashara raka'at. La yazidu fi Ramadan wala fi ghayri Ramadan. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's habit was to perform 8 rakats, be it Ramadan or any other month. As in, his general habit was to read 8 rakats. That is why specifically she says, wala fi ghayri Ramadan. Forget Ramadan, even outside Ramadan. That is why the muhaddiseen make kalam here that we have to make a distinction between the tahajjud of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The tahajjud is something which is mentioned in the Quran. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. The Quran mein hai. And قيام الليل or تراويح, this is different. This is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In Bukhari Sharif, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha speaks of the general practice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which refers to his tahajjud salat. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read 8 rakats tahajjud and then thereafter 3 rakats. 8 plus 3, kitne huye bhai? And so this is no dalil for actually people just to walk out after 8 rakats. This is no dalil. Not this hadith, which is in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. Because there are other narrations in which specifically it is mentioned that the Sahabi asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, tell me how many rakats would Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam read for tahajjud. So in another narration, specifically the word tahajjud is there also. That tell me how many rakats he would read for tahajjud. That is why she said, be it Ramadan or fi ghayri Ramadan, outside of Ramadan, any other month, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would only read 8 rakats. That was his tahajjud. In another narration, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha speaks of this salah, and she says that don't ask of the 4 rakats how he would pray. So beautiful, so beautiful. His qiyam was long, his ruku was long. Very beautifully, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform his namaz. After 4 rakats, again he would read 4 rakats. So again, this tells you that this is not Taraweeh. Taraweeh, how many rakats do we read? 2. In the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salah that is being described is 4 and 4. And so the ulama muhaddiseen have clearly said that this is not Taraweeh. Taraweeh is different, and the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very different. So the dalil of 20 rakats is in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sunan of Imam Bayhaqi and in the musannaf of Imam Ibn Abi Shayba. So the riwayat is also there. Now, after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. What would people do in the month of Ramadan during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq? Ulama have mentioned that the Khilafat was for a very short period of time. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was preoccupied in the internal affairs of the Ummah. So he gave that choice to the people. And so during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, there were certain people who did Jama'at in the masjid. One or two would read together the Quran, and others who would read individually. So this was the pattern of Taraweeh during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Then came the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he saw that the people are fragmented and scattered in the masjid, and that each individual was just reading their own Quran, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said to the people, in fact, first he went to the master of the Quran, whose name was Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b. Ubay bin Ka'b. And he said to Hazrat Ubay that I want you to lead the people in Jama'at, in a congregation. And Hazrat Umar said, I want you to read 20 rakats. How many rakats? 20 rakats. Now imagine, the muhaddiseen have mentioned that at that time all of Medina was filled with Sahaba-e Kiram Ajmain. Not a single Sahabi took an objection to this 20 rakats. There is nothing of the sort. Kisi ne kuch kaha ho 20 rakat ke mutalik. Not a single person said anything about 20 rakats. Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b led the people for 20 rakats. Now, waliyazu billah, you'll find that some people, astaghfirullahil azim, if you say that it is wrong to read 20 rakats and it is not sunnah, and it is only sunnah to read 8 rakats, like Professor Zakir Naik Saab says, Ajib, how can you say that? Are you trying to say that Hazrat Umar did not know what is sunnah? That now in the year 2014, mashallah, you have come up with some new understanding. And are you saying that Hazrat Aisha, who was in Medina, in Masjid-e-Nabwi, if Hazrat Umar was doing something wrong, she could not have pointed it out to Hazrat Umar and say, no, no, let me tell you, O Umar ibn al-Khattab, that the sunnat is only 8, and where did you bring the 20 rakats? No one, absolutely no one objected to this. Hazrat Aisha, in fact, the ulama have said that it is a consensus. It is the ijma' of all the Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een, that Taraweeh is how many rakats? 20 rakats. Sahaba were the people who were the closest to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by. If they didn't know how many rakats Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam prayed, then you think the modern version of 2014-13 people will know? This is just an excuse. What is it?
Excuse.
An easy ticket out by exit the masjid. This is what people want today, unfortunately. In the name of bid'ah, stop people from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is bid'ah. Everything is wrong. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Demolishing the mountain of Safa, Marwa, that is fine. You go today in Saudi Arabia, there is on the ground floor, you can't see now the mountain of Safa, it's flattened. Sorry, Marwa. Marwa. It's completely flattened. Ajib. There is no preservation, there is no honor of anything that is connected to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing. Look at Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in. Hazrat Anas bin Malik, when he passed away, he said to his khadim, when I die, I have the auspicious hair of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I die, I want you to put that hair under my tongue. Look at the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today you go to Makkah Sharif and ask anybody, why can you tell us where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born Nobody will tell you. Ajeeb. As in this ummah does not even know where the greatest human being, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, whose travels have been recorded in the Quran, the Mi'raj. The Islamic calendar starts from his travel of Hijrah. But yet people find it ajeeb that if we say anything of the sort, this might open the door of some kind of a bid'at. This sickness and disease that is out there and prevalent amongst the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Our brothers who want to pray, whatever they want to pray, that is up to them. But alhamdulillah, don't belittle those who pray 20 rakats. Because that is the fatwa of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has put haqq on the tip of the tongue of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Haqq comes out from the mouth of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. So all of our akabirin, what they were saying, alhamdulillah, they know what they are doing. Now let us go into the madhahib. The different schools of thought. The people who follow the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa, they say sunnah is 20 rakats taraweeh. Imam Shafi'i says sunnah is 20 rakats taraweeh. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says sunnah is how many? 20. Pick up their books and have a look. Imam Malik says how much sunnah? 36. Your jaw nearly dropped, Rafiq bhai. How many rakats? 36. There's none of the fuqaha here talking about 8 rakats. Imagine that. Imam Malik is saying 36 rakats. And so these were exclusively for the Madinis in Medina Munawwara. And the reason for that was, after the period of Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'een, what was happening, the people who prayed Taraweeh in Makkah Mukarrama, after every Tarweeha, they would stop and do Tawaf of the Kaaba. How beautiful is that? So after 4 rakats in Ramadan, they would stop and stop Taraweeh, do Tawaf, and then start the second Tarweeha. So the people of Medina Munawwara were anxious and said, oh bhai, all the reward is taken by the people of Makkah. All the reward is taken by the people of Makkah, that they are doing Tawaf of the Kaaba. So the people who followed the fiqh of Imam Malik, they said, we will be reading 36 rakats of Taraweeh. How many rakats? 36 rakats. And so my respected brothers, alhamdulillah, be punctual, be regular, read 20 rakats. Read 20 rakats. Otherwise, we will never be given this opportunity. A few minutes here and there will make no difference. Alhamdulillah, come in the house of Allah. Don't try to take the shortcut. Don't try to become Shaykhul Hadith. And don't try to take shortcuts. Because sometimes, you see, when a person feels he knows too many things, Shaitan pushes him out also. It is better to be a Muqtadi than Muqtada. It is better to be a muqtadi than muqtada. The first man to say 20 raka'ats is a bid'ah was a Shia man. Was a Shia man. And his name was Al-Halifi or Haribi. Al-Hilli. Uska naam kya tha? Al-Hilli. He was the first man. He was a Shia. And he started propagating and he said to the people that this is the bid'ah of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Astaghfirullah. And he wrote this in his kitab, Minhajul Karama. Allama Lakhnavi rahmatullah alayhi says that the name of this book should be changed to Minhajul Dhalalah. Minhajul Dhalalah, not Minhajul Karama. Huh? He was the first man. And brothers can understand why a Shia would want to target Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and that is straightforward. And we all know that these are the people who hate the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So any fatwa that was issued by Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar Farooq, Hazrat Uthman, naturally they would go against this. And so they started promoting this. This is the bid'ah of Hazrat Umar, bid'ah of Hazrat Umar, bid'ah of Hazrat Umar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us.
Ameen.
Save us. And we should do shukr that alhamdulillah we are from the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. Even today, alhamdulillah, whatever differences we have and the differences of opinion we may have, khair, even in Saudi Arabia, we should make dua for the Haramain al-Sharifain and for our, especially the Sunni Muslims of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect Masjid al-Aqsa, Masjid al-Haramain al-Sharifain, and the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah that are running, subhanallah, everything there. Even today, alhamdulillah, if you go to Makkah Sharif, how many rakats Tarawih do you read? 20 rakats. 10 rakats, the imma share between them. Even in Medina Munawwara, even now, these 20 rakats and 20 rakats. Whatever people say, the fact of the matter is that it is 20 rakats that is led. And this comes all the way from the time of Hazrat Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. I felt that just before the month of Ramadan that starts, alhamdulillah, perhaps this is the right topic so that people understand that when we read 20 rakats, it is in accordance to the sunnah, because this was a decision taken by all of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are very, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, this will be our last session, and we will continue thereafter, after the month of Ramadan. We will have our programs, inshallah, also in Ramadan. So inshallah, we request all the brothers that inshallah, you make dua for me, and I will also make dua for you. And let's prepare, alhamdulillah, for this great month that is just in front of us. Allah Paak hareku tawfiq de. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم الله كريم اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ جتنے لوگ بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں اللہ کریم خالصتاً اللہ تیری رضا کے لیے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں اللہ لوگ تھکے ہوئے ہیں کوئی بھوکا ہے اللہ کریم لیکن تیری رضا کے لیے علم کو حاصل کرنے کے لیے اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بات اور مسائل کو سیکھنے کے لیے بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں اللہ کریم اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ کریم آپ تو بہانہ ڈھونڈتے ہیں یہ ایک بہانہ بن جائے اور ہر ایک کی مغفرت ہو جائے اللہ کریم جس کی جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفا دے جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے اللہ کریم مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم ہمیں توفیق دے کہ ہم اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کی اتباع کر سکے صاحب قرآن بنا اور صاحب سنت بنا صحابہ کرام اجمعین کی محبت خوب ہمارے دل میں ہو ہمارے اسلاف ہمارے اکابرین کی محبت ہمارے دل میں خوب ہو اللہ کریم ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیت اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین